Chushaving a lot, tired alumni. I hope everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. From Polish Rebbe Zuk Manuch, they used to say, you want to have a misik who the Dor HaMidbar was? You want to know how huge they were? Look at their avaydas, Parshas Shlach, Parshas Koyrech, next week's Parshas, I'm Gezindig, they were Mesloinen. From their avaydas, we have a Torah Gdoisha. If a word is missing in this Parsha, the whole Torah is Pusel. That gives us an Asuga on this Heilige Dor and shows us that we have absolutely no idea who they were and what they were all about. That brings us to a Psalmoyrdike interessante limit from this week's parasha. We know that there is a Chiyuv to daven mit minyan, and the Gemara Masechtas Bruches darshent this in zwei psikim, one in Parasha Shlach and one in Parasha Koyrech. In Parasha Shlach, it says, Hebodli. In this week's Parasha, it says, Hebodli metoichu eide huru. The Eibishter tells Moshe, distance yourself from this eide, the word eide. And in Parasha Shlach, Ad Musa la eide haru azois, the ten miraglim, excluding Yoshia and Kulaiv. We call them eide again. Zug de Gemura, you know where you learn minyan from this pusik. But it doesn't stop there. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we learn Tachnim from this week's Parsha. It's a shtayt by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, Vayipli al Penayim, Vayomri, Kaila Lekaya, Riches Lechol Busa. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, from here we learn that we have to do Nefila Sapayim. And interestingly enough, he brings three reasons for Nefila Sapayim. One, Moira Shechina. When a child is petrified of something, he buries his head in his hands. Moira Shechina, we're talking to the Eibishter. The second one is we're in pain and we're embarrassed that we zindik to the Eibishter, so we bury our face in our hands. And the third one is lehizbatlus, to show that we are totally dependent on the Heilige Beshefa. We could do nothing ourselves, like by Krishma we close our eyes, like we wrap ourselves in a talis, memazuk ma'ayuka chazduchu, to show we are totally not in control. So the kasha is such an obvious kasha. Chazal couldn't find any other limit to learn out that we need minyan. We couldn't find any other limit to find that we have to do nefilas apayim. We had to come on to parshas Shlach and Koyrech. But before we answer that, we're going to go to another nekida. The next nekida is that the 250 people that joined with Koyrech, what happened with them? The Torah G'day Shazuktins, that v'eish yotzu meis Hashem v'toicha lesachamishim v'masayim ish. They were never burnt and they died. And what happened with the pans? What happened with those machtois that they were makrif getoiris? Eibishter tells Moshe, I want you to make that a tzipi l'mizbayach. Do I need that to always be a reminder that the mizbayach and the choshes is covered from machtois that the 250 people used? What's pshat? Give me something more positive, a more positive limit in the Torah to learn these things out. But the emes is, it sounds like a pusha to teres, but it's gunish pusha. It's a lesson for all of us. It's something that we have to imbue in ourselves, answer chazaren, that this is a limit that the Eibishter is trying to tell us. In our lives, when we see a story, we're very judgmental. We jump to conclusion, the guy is guilty, the guy is not guilty, the getina navle, nish getina navle. The Eibishter tells us, it's not what everything that the eye sees is the story. Let me give you a little bit background. Let me show you the way I perceive things. We'll talk about the miraglim. Svet gebrengt nesvurim, that the miraglim had a moyridike kvot shemayim in mind. They said, if we go to Eretz Yisrael, we have to plow fields, we have to work, we have to do commerce. Wie ich kann lernen? Was fehlt mir im Midbar? Ich sitze im Midbar. Mon fällt von Himmel. I have Moshe Rabbeinu teaching me Torah. Why should I be busy going into Eretz Yisroel? You know what I'm going to lose? An Avdus Hashem. Let's go to Koyrech. Koyrech wanted Vayigba Libay Bedarke Hashem. Koyrech wanted to have Kirvus Elikim Li Toiv. He wanted to do an avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The 250 people that had the machtois, the same thing. They wanted to be an accomplice to a Duvash HaMikdash. We look at them as Rishuim. The Eibishter looks at them. There is something good hidden in these people that we can learn for everyone. This is why we learn out minyan from here. This is why we learn out the concept of Nefilas Sapayim. That the Eibishter is sending us a message. Yeden tug when the davens dreimal atug. Yeden tug when the fals tachne. Der mandach nor. Don't be so judgmental. Try to find a schis and a positive spin on every story. It says, Yediyah Da'ilagi Yismach Moshe said that he was Megilgal three times. Once was by Yeshepsel Abayankiv Avini. And once he was by the Dor HaMidbar, and once he was by the Churban B'Samigdash. It's an Arichas of Amasa. I'm just going to talk about the Nekidah of the Dor HaMidbar. And they asked them, Rebbe, on whose side were you, Moshe or on Koirich? He said, I was neutral. They said, Rebbe, neutral? You weren't with Moshe? He said, the Tanas of Koirich were such powerful Tanas. He came with Azamin Esramim as the Kedisha. To be neutral was godless. That's what the Torah is teaching us. It's not black, it's not white. There is more to the story. And I'll leave off with Amilsa de Badiches, Apoyle Shidat Menam Ulgezuk. He says, the Lushin from Chazal is, have a dan as kol udam lekaf schis. So he said, why lekaf schis? Have a dan as kol udam leschis. He says, when a pair of shoes is tight and you want to get your foot in, what do? You take a kaf, you take a shoehorn, and you push your foot in. Sometimes you need a shoehorn to be able to push the schis, limit schis for this person. That's what Chazal are telling us. Sometimes it's a very tough drive, and it's a very hard drive, and it's a very schwer zachzatin. But drive the point home and try to find a schis for yenem. Alechting in Shabbos, Besiris Toivis.